to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's January 29th, 2014, and let's get straight into our top story tonight. Obama promises to enact gun control with or without Congress. Now, this is no surprise to me because he said he wouldn't take your rifle away. He wouldn't take your shotgun away. Meanwhile, he's in the debates with Romney saying he wants to get rid of cheap handguns. He wants to get rid of AK-47s. And this is just more proof positive of those things he said way back then. I intend to keep trying, said Mr. Obama, trying with or without Congress to help stop more tragedies from visiting innocent Americans in our movie theaters, shopping malls, or schools like Sandy Hook. Citizenship means standing up for the lives that gun violence steals from us every day. And I like how he brings in the citizenship aspect because, you know, if you're a citizen, if you want to become a new citizen, I think is really what he's saying here. Just come to our country, give up your rights, give up your gun rights, or never own a gun in general. And that will make Mr. Obama very, very happy. It's just another one of these things. I'm not going to take your guns away. You can keep your health care plan. Your taxes won't increase, or any number of whoppers that he's given out in the past. And we have more on this because people are tired of hearing all these whoppers. CNN poll, 67% oppose Obama's executive actions. Well, I'm glad to see that people are starting to wake up to this. A CNN ORC poll of viewers who watched last night's State of the Union address found that 67% oppose Barack Obama's plan to pursue his political agenda via executive orders. Just 30% said they want Obama to take unilateral action, with 67% opposing his executive agenda. I think people are finally starting to realize that if I give all these powers to Barack Obama or George Bush or Bill Clinton or whoever it may be, then the next person will have all these same powers. And that's the thing that you don't want. Because maybe you think it is okay for Obama to come in like a tyrant and say, yes, you can do this. No, you can't do that. I'll act without Congress. I'll go to war without Congress. I'll take away your guns without Congress. But when people realize this, well, maybe the next guy may be a Republican. And you have to break out of this left-right paradigm. But they say, maybe the next guy will be a Republican, and I don't want him to have all those same powers. That's the mindset you have to have. Get rid of the left-right paradigm and don't give powers to Obama if you don't want somebody else to have those same powers. Now, somebody has been very critical of President Obama, and you know I can't really blame him. This is Representative Weber. Obama is a socialistic dictator. And this is Randy Weber from Texas. He tweeted out, on the floor of House, waiting on Commandant-in-Chief, the socialistic dictator who's been feeding U.S. a line, or is it a line? And, you know, other people have had similar comments. Rand Paul came out with some comments not as eloquent as these. But, you know, people are waking up to this and they're speaking out because they say it's rude to stand up during Obama's speech and call him a liar or call him a dictator. Maybe that is bad manners. But I also think it is bad manners to stand up there in front of your audience, being the American people, and just lie to them. You know, yes, miss, I'll give you a new house, or no, your taxes won't increase, or yes, you can keep your current health care plan, or, you know, you set the red line for Syria, not me. Just to go up there and lie to people, I think that's just as disrespectful as any comments that may be made later. So, you know, you can say which is first, the chicken or the egg, but, you know, I guess the roosters are coming home to roost, or however that saying goes. We'll move on to more comments on the speech from last night. This is Krauthammer. When Obama repeated Guantanamo, you knew he'd sort of run out of ideas. Now, this is conservative commentator Charles Krauthammer, and he said these about the State of the Union address, and he called it the chestnut speech because they're full of old chestnuts. And he says, when he repeated Guantanamo, which is a cause he gave up on himself years ago, he knew he had run out of ideas. And, yeah, you know, even back when I was a Obama supporter, I voted for him back in 2008, you know, he said, I'm going to shut down Guantanamo Bay, and I'm thinking, what are you going to do with all these people, you know, in Guantanamo Bay? You're either going to have to release them or move them to some other site. You know, so he's going to take the prisoners out of Blackgate and move them to Arkham Asylum is seemingly what he appears to be doing to me. He wants to move these people to a black site with even less oversight from the U.S. so people won't know about what's going on in these prisons like Guantanamo Bay. And not just that, you still got troops overseas and nothing he's really said would happen has happened except, you know, the deterioration of your rights. Now, we'll move from Obama to somebody who actually deserves a Peace Prize. You know, Obama has his Peace Prize, but Edward Snowden, the guy who gave us all the information on PRISM and the NSA, the lawmakers in Norway wanted to give Edward Snowden the Nobel Peace Prize. And I'm all for it. And not only me, but us here at InfoWars, we have a Facebook page, Award Edward Snowden the Nobel Prize. And you can go to InfoWars.com. You can link to that site and vote for Edward Snowden right there. Give him a thumbs up. If nothing else, just give the guy some encouragement. And we need to support these guys, guys like Snowden. And, you know, say, well, let's just give the guy a thumbs up on a Facebook page. That may be the morale booster he needs. Because if he wins the Nobel Prize, lo and behold, he does, and I wouldn't have any problems if he did. We just need to slowly show these guys support, not just guys like Snowden, but guys like Sheriff Nick Finch in Florida. He said, you know, I'm not going to have these unconstitutional laws in my county. He throws out a case about a guy who was arrested for a legal, lawful weapon. The system came after him. But thanks to the work from constitutional sheriffs like Sheriff Mack, Nick Finch was able to beat the rap and beat the ride. And we have to support these guys and show them that we really, truly appreciate the things that we do. So we'll go from a guy like Sheriff Nick Finch to now the people up in Illinois, you know, those gun grabbers up there who don't want you to be armed. And this is case in point. Now, they have the medical marijuana going on in Illinois, and you may say, well, that's a good thing. Well, it's kind of a bad thing, because to smoke your medical marijuana, they don't want you to have your concealed carry. They don't want you to be a licensed weapon holder. So this is the situation that we see. And if you look at page 34 in the Illinois Register of the Department of Public Health, and it says, registered qualifying patients and designated caregivers are not eligible for a firearms owner identification card or a firearms concealed carry license. So if you want a right to treat yourself medically, and as far as I'm concerned, medical marijuana is just as good as anything you can get at the pharmacy, maybe even better, because you don't have all these weird guys in lab coats making things in their basement. But, you know, they want you to give up your right to medicate yourself as you see fit, and exchange that for your right to bear arms. And I don't think you should have to do that. Just like here in Texas, they want you to give up certain rights to be able to concealed carry, or maybe even open carry. They don't want you to open carry at the Capitol anymore because somebody made a policy or whatever. I still don't even know what that's about. Just tyranny all around. Keep your guns and medicate yourself. We have that movie, American Drug War II, and it's just about this topic, about a family who wanted to medicate their child using cannabis, using marijuana, and they shut it down, and, you know, lo and behold, the child died. It's a very sad story, and you can find that at the InfoWars shop. Now, we'll move on from a child dying to now a child being molested by the TSA. This happened to actor Alec Baldwin. TSA, a disgrace for patting down my infant daughter. This is a tweet from the controversial actor Alec Baldwin. Flying to Nassau, Bahamas to New York, TSA random selects my five-month-year-old daughter for a pat-down. I am not kidding. And this is no laughing matter. Regardless of what you feel about Alec Baldwin, his controversial comments, he yells at people in the streets, the paparazzi and so forth. You know, have mercy for this guy's child. Why do you need to pat down a little girl? When we flew out to California, myself and the crew recently here, we saw an old man, you know, probably fought in some war, wheeling himself through the TSA checkpoint. They make the guy stand up and check the wheelchair, even though it was a TSA wheelchair. It was an airport wheelchair, like he hauled it out and put a bomb in there. Why would this guy want to do this? Why would a little baby want to blow up the airport? Maybe they thought Alec Baldwin put something in the baby's diaper. It's just complete idiocy. I don't know why people put up with this. And it's not just in your airports. You remember the report I did maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago now, where I went to the Austin airport and I asked people about the Viper teams. What do you think if the Viper teams show up to the Super Bowl? Well, most people really didn't care about that. But, you know, we cared about that. So we're actually going to the Super Bowl. I myself will be part of a small crew that goes up to the Super Bowl in New Jersey. We got tickets to this excessively cold Super Bowl. I don't know why they can't have a Super Bowl in Miami or San Diego, someplace where it's nice and warm. They want to have it in an open air stadium when they have, you know, 6 inches of snow. But regardless, we want to go out there and document the police state. We're going to document the Viper teams. And we have this article from Adon Salazar. TSA Super Bowl fans may encounter a Viper team. Well, Mr. Viper Team, or head of the Viper Teams, if you are out there, you will encounter InfoWars, because we don't want this tyranny going on in the United States of America. So we'll be out there. We'll be at the tailgate. We may encounter the Viper Teams at a checkpoint. We'll be inside the Super Bowl documenting any Illuminati, demonic, devil worship halftime shows, which I don't know. I believe it's supposed to be the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Bruno Mars. I'm not sure how those guys are as far as their performances. But, yeah, we'll be out there. We'll be on scene, and you can see us right here in the InfoWars Nightly News, as well as the Alex Jones Radio Show. And we couldn't do things like this without your support. Just to do basic stuff, you know, like Alex says, you know, who wants to go out to the Super Bowl? Now, being in the state of Texas, we don't have cold gear, so we had to go out to the store and buy just basic coats and hats and stuff that we don't normally need in the state of Texas. And this is due to your support. When you go to PrisonPlanet.tv, when you get yourself a free trial, and you can get the Alex Jones Show, the Nightly News, the Special Reports, the Rants, and we do this stuff for you guys because we appreciate what you do, and in return, you support us and helps us go out and do more things. But not just Prison Planet, you can also go to the InfoWars shop. Many great products there. You can get the hats, the t-shirts, the bumper stickers, the InfoWars life supplies, the nascent iodine, the survival shield, the Supermail Vitality, all that is on InfoWars Shop, and it supports our broadcast. Now, that's it for this segment of the InfoWars Nightly News, but stay tuned because right after this break, we'll have highlights from the tyranny-in-chief speech from last night, the State of the Union speech, the state of the failing state, which is America. You can see those comments coming up right after this. And also, we'll have the highlights from Alex Jones interviewing Gerald Celente today about the intimidation of the press. So stay tuned for both of those right after this break.
Symbols are powerful, and the globalists have hijacked the symbols of America. They've turned them into their own symbols. Well, we are restoring the idea of the true republic, not the counterfeit globalist empire, by promoting the icon George Washington and others. That's why we're rolling out an 100% made in America line of incredible pro-liberty apparel. We are repopularizing liberty. We are helping fellow Americans rediscover what made this country great. We are the spirit of 1776. We are 1776 worldwide. We are all brothers and sisters in arms in the animating contest of liberty in the long march towards humanity's ultimate destiny of freedom. Visit madein1776.com today and vote with your dollars to promote truly made in America, high quality products, and promote the ideals of liberty. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Last night, InfoWars burned the midnight oil to give you the full State of the Union address, the state of the tyrant, the state of the dictator, to expose these lies and propaganda. And I just want to point out to people, you know, if this is your first time hearing this information, these type of things, and you're saying, why are these guys bashing Obama? I'm not pushing Bush or Clinton or anybody else. I'm not pushing Hillary 2016 or any of that. I just want people to realize the lies and the propaganda that they are being fed. And you say, what did he lie about? Okay, let's talk about Guantanamo, which we mentioned in our last segment. You know, he said he's going to shut down Guantanamo, didn't shut down Guantanamo. He said that you can keep your health care plan. Now you can't keep your health care plan. He prompts the old lady to her face that she could have a new home when he became president. They checked up on that lady. She never got anything. And these are the lies and the propaganda that you're continually being fed. And these people, they stand up and they clap. And oh, and they almost have tears in their eyes like they're at some rock concert because President Obama is on stage in a nice suit. And he speaks nice and he, you know, he's reading off his teleprompter and everything looks great. But, you know, it's looking great isn't being great. And we have to get past this that just because that, you know, he won the presidency or, you know, his wife is very personable or, you know, his kids take $5 million vacations to Mexico or whatever. You got to get past all that and realize that this man will go to Africa and tell Africans that they don't have the right to have air conditioning in their little hut. And I'm not saying all Africans live in huts, but I'm just using that as an example. He'll just lie and give you all this crap and all this bull. So we decided to counter that. Myself, David Knight, Alex Jones, and Leanne McAdoo, we all sat right here in front of this TV to expose the lies and propaganda.
You're doing what no foreign enemy can do. Yeah. Yeah, come on. Let's clap. Yeah.
Get the TPP.
Yeah.
Fast track to tyranny.
Damn right. It's a good deal. Captain Gatz, a good deal, Larry.
Mr. Speaker, Mr. Vice President,
members of Congress,
fellow criminals,
my fellow Americans.
Let's get this party started. We're going to gut this hog and move to Switzerland.
Today in America,
we're going to do what we did in Mexico 20 years ago. We're going to loot it.
Spend extra time with a student who needed it.
Yeah, con us, be better slaves, work more.
To lift America's graduation rate to its highest levels
since you lowered the standards.
Three decades.
Total cooked BS. Lowest
an entrepreneur flipped on the lights in her tech startup.
I thought they didn't build it.
Did her part.
You got a business. You didn't build that.
To the more than 8 million new jobs our businesses have created.
Somebody else did that.
Remember fallen comrades.
Oh.
And give thanks for being.
What, our troops fighting for Al Qaeda?
Long
against Syria?
Is finally coming to an end.
Mohammed Karzai exposes it's our own government staging bombings.
Well, what about the Muslim Brotherhood coming in past the TSA? He didn't mention anything about that.
That's right. The Muslim Brotherhood's exempt.
The lowest unemployment rate in over 5 years.
Offer.
He's been in seven.
They cook those.
Oh my God! Doubling in the black unemployment rate
first time since the 1990s.
Oh my God!
More oil.
They lowered
produced.
It because they took people off of the register because they haven't had a job for so long.
Yeah, that's what they do. It's total scam. Yeah. Real unemployment is 36%.
Yeah.
That's right.
36, 37. Yeah.
China is no longer the world's number one place to invest. America is.
Yeah, you lowered the wages so much, we got more slaves than they do.
Yeah.
Invested on
they're standing
operation.
Up again. Okay, all right.
Oh,
I hadn't heard that report.
Yeah, I know.
It's not true. Everything's going to China.
After 5 years of grit and determined effort, the United States is better positioned
grit
for the 21st century.
And determined effort.
Any other nation
now he's John Wayne. Well, rebuilding the trust. Don't you trust him?
Yes, I do, Alex, as a matter of fact. I'm glad you brought that up. I trust them take my rights away.
He's declaring economic victory because he's got a bunch of metrics that the government manufactures that have absolutely nothing to do with the reality.
Oh, yeah, they say we're not in a depression. All the real economists say we've been in a depression since Bush.
Regardless of race or region or party. Young
he says regardless of race, when all his operatives create race baiting and say the NRA is run by the Klan, when his party is on record the party of the Klan. I mean, let's just be honest. But he thinks people are so dumb, and I guess they are, they don't know they got freaked out by Eisenhower and the Civil Rights Act in 1961 or 1960, so they flipped the script.
Absolutely. We know now that he really was Joe Wilson.
He said, you lie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and we know now that he was lying. That's 4 years ago. And we know that his saying that they weren't going to force people to pay for abortions and their medical coverage if it was against their religion, we know that's a lie. Said that right after it.
He said, I'm not coming after any of your guns. Not your rifle, your handgun, your shotgun. You can keep your doctor. It's going to cut your bill down to the price of a cable bill. You know, we're going to shut down Guantanamo. We're not going to hire any lobbyists.
But I'll act on my own. To slash bureaucracy
here we go.
And streamline the permitting process
here we
for
go.
Projects. So
I'll
we can get more construction workers
act
on
my
the
own.
Job as
remember how he
possible.
Said, Jakari, I'll never act on my own. It's unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I don't want to act alone, but you want me to? For 6 years, he's been selling. I don't want to act on my own, but it would sure
Real
fix things.
Over the past 5 years, my administration has made more
people
loans
are,
to small business
people
owners
are seeing through
than
it.
Any other.
You know why? Because we had the Small Business Bureau head on. They call billionaire corporations small business now, including offshore.
Yeah.
Like you said, they change all the definitions.
That's right.
They change all the metrics. They game it with computers.
By law, they're supposed to have certain set-asides for small businesses, and yet they're giving them to the largest corporations. They're getting the biggest contracts.
And then he says,
the small
I've given record amounts to small businesses.
Yeah, right.
Because they game the computer.
Right.
Research. Help lead to the ideas and inventions behind Google and smartphones.
Yeah. That's how you control it, the NSA.
Nice prism, yeah.
You didn't build that.
Last year's cuts to basic research.
Yeah.
So we can
Eisenhower warned of the military-industrial complex dominating technology so they could selectively give it to insiders. Here he is 50 years later.
The biggest factors in bringing more jobs back is our commitment to
you know,
American
everything
energy.
Was paid for, like a Super Bowl
the
ad
all the above
with donors. This is all paid for. In fact, that's the angle. This has come out before, but nobody covers
America
it. Every line has been paid for by special
and
interests.
We have, 5 years ago, we set out to change the odds for all our kids. We worked with lenders to reform student loans, and today more
they've actually increased them overall. It's like the housing deal where they screwed everybody with a new deal on that.
And 20 million students over the next 2 years without adding a dime to the deficit.
Storing everything at the NSA's data center in Utah.
Governor, state legislator in America, I say you don't have to wait for Congress to act. Americans will support you if you take this on. And as a chief executive, I intend to lead by example.
Oh.
I've seen the courage of parents, students,
pastors, police officers all over this country who say, we are not afraid. And I intend to keep trying, with or without Congress, to help stop more tragedies from visiting innocent Americans in our movie theaters.
He connected open borders to get our guns.
Like Sandy Hook.
They are teaching them to vote and take our guns.
While he goes down to Mexico and says the Mexican drug violence is because of the U.S. Second Amendment, even though he's running guns down there with Operation Fast and Furious.
To blame the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
And that was only highlights. If you'd like to see the full thing, you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv and watch the full thing in the special reports section. Now, that's it for this section, but stay tuned because right after this break, Gerald Celente was on the Alex Jones radio show today, and he was talking about Michael Grimm, the bully politician who intimidated a journalist for simply asking him a question. You can see that right after this break.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. And the InfoWars Army is standing strong. Wake up your family, friends, and neighbors and break the matrix at InfoWarsStore.com. Learn the truth and spread the message of liberty with the world's most comprehensive collection of books and documentary films. Maintain a healthy metabolism and energize your body to perform at peak health with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Protect your family and be prepared with survival foods and emergency preparedness kits. And now you can drink safe water with your own ProPure water filtration system, which removes fluoride and other harmful chemicals from your family's water supply. Save 10% with the promo code WATER. So join the revolution. InfoWarsStore.com.
And just finally, before we let you go, since we have you here, we haven't had a chance to kind of talk about some of the...
I'm not speaking about anything that's off topic. This is only about the president.
Well, what about...
Thank you.
All right, so Congressman Michael Grimm does not want to talk about some of the allegations concerning his campaign finances. We wanted to get him on camera on that, but he, as you saw, refused to talk about that. Back to you.
That was Michael Grimm, a politician from New York, threatening a journalist because he dared ask him a question. This is the mental illness of some of these politicians. We hear at the Bilderberg meetings, you can't even look these people in the eye. If you're a waiter, if you're the valet, if you dare look at them, they're like, ah, what's wrong with you? They don't want to give you a tip. And it just continues here. And we're tired of this media intimidation because you guys have seen our videos. We don't really like to back down from the authorities. Well, I'll say, sir, like, why do you want me to turn my camera off? Or, sir, why can't I film that? Or whatever it may be. But in New York, they obviously intimidated this young man, the gentleman. I shouldn't call him a gentleman. Michael Grimm threatened to throw him over the banister and so forth. So we wanted to get the opinion of a real New Yorker, Gerald Celente. He has many things to say about this. He said these comments on the Alex Jones radio show.
Did you see that congressman from Staten Island that's making the news? Representative Michael Grimm. Perfect name for the cat. how he threatened that little reporter from New York One to throw him over the balcony and cut him in half. You know who Michael Grimm is? It's perfect. A former FBI agent. Go to Wikipedia, look it up. This guy, New Yorker, New Yorker magazine, did a story on him about how he went into a nightclub and threatened this guy and said that they'll never find him again, or words to that effect, and then came back twice and one time pulled a gun and played the, I'm the FBI. Another guy, these tough guys, you know, that threaten little boys. And by the way, if you or I were to send a letter to Grimm or Pelosi or Dianne Feinstein and threaten to throw them off a balcony and cut them in half, those FBI guys, they'd be there, man, having us face down, beating the crap out of us.
That's what I was about to say is jail. Cuomo says if you don't agree with him politically, get out of the state. They're threatening to kill people.
But this is a direct threat.
No, I agree. They're gangsters. They're gangsters. And what's happening to him now after he did this?
Nothing. They apologized. Then everything will be okay. Again, the word justice is J-U-S-T-U-S. Just us. No Wall Street heads go. Again, if you or I sent a threatening letter to a congressman, they would lock us up.
Well, that's it for the InfoWars Nightly News, but stay tuned because soon we'll be giving you those broadcasts from New York, New Jersey, giving you those Super Bowl updates, and not just talking about the Super Bowl because that's not the real topic. The real topic is the overall police state infecting our country where you have to get patted down to even go see a football game, to where they have the boats and the cameras and the drones and all this other stuff that's saying you can't even bring in your own bag. You have to use a little plastic baggie, a Ziploc bag, or buy your NFL bag. You know, of course they'll sell you a bag because it's safe, because it's for the children. So we'll bring you all those reports coming up at the end of this week. But in the meantime, this is it for the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
Now you can watch the Alex Jones Show live as it happens at InfoWars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at InfoWars.com/show.